This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Stephen Barrett, a poet and teacher in Lincoln, Nebraska. Living in this interior region of the Midwest, he reflects on other places he has loved that felt more extreme. Northern Wisconsin, where he grew up, and the Rocky Mountain West, where he has frequently visited. He writes,
"Over the years, visits to the Rocky Mountains have reminded me that physical places are also places in the mind, the imagination. West is a place, all right, but it is also a state of mind and a place of mind. When I think about it, the West turns out to be not all that different from my native northern Wisconsin. It's bigger and taller, of course, and the owls and the ravens speak in different dialects, something that takes getting used to. The native plants are different, too, and it seems sometimes even the people are, but not really. Indeed, the Rocky Mountains share traits with where I was raised in Wisconsin. Both show off an intensity of blue in the sky, which is nothing like the whitish Great Plains summer sky, heavy with humidity. Both have winters cold enough to crack your teeth, and with that cold comes the extraordinary fragrance of pine and balsam, toasted by the afternoon sun. And oddly, it's easier to be outdoors in summers and winters in those places than it is here where I live and teach in Nebraska, the great in-between. In those places, I breathe more deeply, see farther and more clearly, and feel a greater connectedness with myself and with the world."
Barrett pairs his reflection with an early morning poem from his recent collection, Refractions, published by Shechem Press.
In his poem titled Tracks, he captures some of this wonder.
Tracks. The fresh snow discloses what dry nights conceal. The crisscrossing paths of paw prints, the rule straight lines, the rabbit's three and ones, the small indentations that straddle the steady furrow where the possum's tail parted the fluff, the fine lines of sparrow's feet, jays' larger ones, crows larger still where they foraged at sunrise, poked and pried up small things, lifeless, stiff, from the snow that piled sometime past midnight. Now, in the morning, I read the evidence. Heading for the barn to feed, to tip oats by the canful into battered rubber pans turned inside out by the black mare who dips her waiting muzzle, rimed with hoarfrost, nose dripping, breath blown loud and grassy with the hay's last remnants, to encourage me, prod me, to slice the twine, let the full bales spring loose, their dust rising above the hay that smells still of sweet and summer, even in this finger-numbing sunrise cold. They work by night, these small creatures, beneath the blank moon or the shedding clouds, under the gaze of sharp-eyed owls that fly soundless on square wings in the breathless dark, to pluck and pierce them, tear, devour the unlucky, while the fortunate freeze in place, eyes wide, small respirations making tiny clouds, whiskers twitching, as the sharp yellow hooks of owls' beaks, the talons black as obsidian, do their bloody work, without malice or rancor, but in generous thanksgiving for gifts received, sustenance found. Enough for now. In winter's empty barn, its snow-filled hollows pocked and scored by countless tiny feet.
A poem by Stephen Barrett.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer, financial support from Humanities Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.